Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's week 5 of the NFL. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. One's on location, secret location. Ben, are you're available to speak now?
I am, Danny. Okay. I can speak. Oh, wait, no, I don't know why I'm whispering. It's ridiculous. I couldn't make it in today, and I'll tell you why. I'm staring at 100 different taps of beer, a new place opening up north of Santa Rosa, and I couldn't resist, so I had to come up here and drink one of everything.
That doesn't sound terrible. last week was a rough week for all of us. We only picked 2 games. Well, you were 1-1, right?
Right, but I think if you look at the standings, it suggests that it was not that rough of a week for me, was it?
Well, I guess you caught up to me because I had a rough week.
Right.
All right. When I say we, I mean me.
I've had a rough life.
I've had a rough NFL season. Let's do the wild card picks. I think, Ben, your game is very intriguing, so let's go for it.
Yes, I am going against the winless Arizona Cardinals facing the winless Cincinnati Bengals.
Somebody's going to win,
that
maybe.
Is a barn burner. Someone's walking away. Well, there could be a tie, right? Like the week 1 against Detroit. In this week, you're going to see two teams that both performed horribly last weekend. The Bengals performed far worse. They embarrassed themselves on national television last week. And if I know anything about the Red Rocket, he is going to come back. He has the experience in the league. Now, he's not a champion like Tom Brady or a champion like Joe Montana, but he does have history in this league. And although Kyler Murray is exciting to watch, they're fun, and they will be somewhere someday. Today's not their day. Andy Dalton's going to have their way with them. They are not going to be embarrassed and look horrible.
Wow.
For 3 weeks in a row. This is going to be the Bengals game.
Brad, who do you got?
Danny Dimes against apologetic Kirk Cousins. That's the game that I'm going with.
They sound like horrible Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, that's a good point. The Viking situation is very weird. Is Stephon Diggs being traded? Did he ask to be traded? Did he not? Is this every minute it feels like there's a whole thing. Either way, it doesn't appear that Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen are particularly pleased with Kirk Cousins right now. But they can run the ball with the best of them. Dalvin Cook is one of the best game breakers in this league today. And as well as Daniel Jones has played in New York, they've played. I think the Giants aren't good enough at stopping the run. I think that Minnesota's going to be aggressive to try and get Kirk Cousins going in this situation. And the Giants just don't have the horses on defense. Take the under in this game. I can promise you that. But I think this is as exciting and as fun as Daniel Jones has been for the Giants. And he does appear to be the future for sure. He has played well. I just think this is too stiff of a test for them. I'm going with the Vikings.
All right. I'm going for the battle of the backups. Kyle Allen for the Panthers. He's 2-0. He has 6 touchdowns and no interceptions. And then Gardner Minshew is 2-0, 7 touchdowns and 1 pick. The legend. The legend of Gardner Minshew continues, in my opinion. I'm going to take the Jags. Even though they have no Jalen Ramsey and Panthers have been playing pretty well the last couple weeks. But I think the legend of Gardner Minshew continues and grows.
Now, is Jalen Ramsey out with a tummy ache or a hangnail? Which one is it this week?
I think it's hurt feelings, maybe. Not totally sure.
Ooh, that's a thing. In this day and age, that's a thing.
I know. All right, we'll do the local games coming up next.